The city of Saginaw recently announced the addition of several new electric vehicle charging stations. But when will there be enough to satisfy the growing EV market? WSGW's Rick Antonio asks about that and other questions that still remain about battery-powered transportation in the last part of From Pumps to Plugs. A little bit better than it used
to be, 'cause I'm alive. Two sites in Saginaw opened earlier this week in the Ippel Sign Park parking lot and offer direct current fast charging. Six other Level 2 240-volt chargers have been split between nearby the SVRC Marketplace or up the street from the fast charger on Hamilton Street. These eight stations are a welcomed addition, but they're located in the heart of the city of Saginaw, not off a highway exit like many gas stations are. These may be a godsend for Kevin Rooker, who lives nearby with his Tesla, but even he says more need to be installed to meet future demand, otherwise they won't make total sense.
You don't fill the battery all the way up because it's a waste of your time. It's kind of a dash and go. You fill up real fast for about 15, 20 minutes and then you take off. And it gives you about 80%.
The Beaver Road Mobile Station Charger in Caucallen or the Bay City Supercharger are directly off their freeway exits, but they're both within a short drive of each other and a good ways away from any EV drivers anywhere else in the Great Lakes Bay region. Because of that, Rooker says he mostly charges his Tesla at home.
It's instinctive now. We just reach for the handle on the charger. It looks like a gas nozzle and we plug in and then the car will charge up. It's slow. It's not like a supercharger where it's dumping in 40 miles every hour or whatever.
So much more needs to be learned about electric vehicles before many will be convinced to make the investment. Like, when will the majority of EVs be priced more affordably? Are there any disparities between those who have EVs and those who don't? Many of the owners interviewed were unintentionally either Caucasian or someone in a higher wage job like Dr. Farah or Lonzo Simmons. And what are the quality or safety concerns of these vehicles considering the recent Chevy Bolt battery recall? Only time will tell as the impact of these mechanical marvels stretches across the socioeconomic spectrum. Rick Antonio, News Radio 100.5 and 790.